My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Commanders announced today officially they're going to retire Darryl Green's number 28 on October 20th when they host the Carolina Panthers. Game's going to be played week 7 at 4:05, one of the rare 4 o'clock games at home at the X this year. We have known Darryl Green is having his jersey retired already. That came out with a really well-done video the
team great.
Put out. It was the weekend of the draft. He was very emotional on the video. It was awesome. And by the way, it was one of the things. There have been a lot of things I think this ownership group has done really well. But it was one of my favorite things they've done so far. Bringing him back into the fold. They sent a bus to his, literally like a passenger van bus thing. Like a party bus to go pick up all his family. Behind his back, he didn't know any of it was happening. They brought him in to read the script for the new draftees. And they had him there, and he's talking about, if you're great, you can be one of the next great Washington players like I was. And then they say, one more thing, Darryl, you got to read this one more clip. And he starts reading about how they're retiring the number 28, and you can just hear him getting overcome with emotion. In fact, Darius, if you could find that video again, it'd be great
to it's splendid.
Play a little refresher, because it's just, all it is awesome. But he found out then that his jersey was getting retired, so did the rest of us. We did not know what game until today, so October 20th, Carolina Panthers, week 7.
Very cool. That's a good one. And there's no bad answer to this. Like, do you want to do it against a rival? Do you want to do it, you know, to make the crowd juiced up and extra special? Do you want to do it one that may not be as well attended? Whatever you choose, the answer is yes. It's all good. People from my age or my age group and my era, all the way up to my dad's age and era, you know, that is an icon. The reason why, he played for 20 years. I mean, he cut across everybody from the 80s. Through the 90s into the early 2000s, you could turn on the television and 28 would be out there running around faster than everybody else. Really cool.
There are 4 retired jersey numbers in team history. Sammy Baugh's number 33, Sonny Jurgensen's number 9, Bobby Mitchell, who rocked 49, and then the number 21 for Sean Taylor. Darryl Green becomes 5th on that list. Now, there are other numbers that are not in circulation, I guess you would say. Like the numbers that don't get used, that aren't really allowed to be used. Those are numbers like Joe Theismann's number 7, although Haskins did wear that at one point in time. But Art Monk, I believe, at points, 81, you know, wasn't used. Nobody wears 44, John Riggins. You don't see anybody wearing 42, Charlie Taylor. As an example, like those are a couple that jump out. I think 70 because of Sam Huff is on that list. But long story short, 5th player, jersey retired, team history, Darryl Green. And he was the obvious next choice, wasn't he?
I would say so.
This to me was a no-brainer that had to be done, I thought.
Yeah, he's in that group with, you know, with Riggins and Art Monk and, you know, Dave Butts and Joe Jacoby, just the icons from that era where they were more successful than anybody except for the 49ers. Like, literally, if you go through that period from 1980 through 1992, 1993, if Washington or San Francisco didn't do it, the team that did basically had to go through them to get there. You had the greatest, one of the great teams of all time in the 85 Chicago Bears, the 86 Giants, who were incredible. Other than that, it's pretty much Then Redskins and Niners that bring up the rest of the decade. Sorry about it. Like, they were unbelievably good. So guys from that era are and should be now getting their flowers.
I don't want to speak out of school because I don't know that this was solely the issue. I know it did not help the relationship. And I don't know that this was even Daryl Green who had this issue, but it became a problem with a lot of former players. And it's a tenuous thing to talk about. I don't think any of the great legends were bothered by Sean Taylor being honored or getting his flowers posthumously after the tragedy that unfolded. But I've talked about this on the show. When Washington retired his jersey, it fractured relationships with some of the legends organizationally. Because what I was told was a lot of those guys who had bled and sweat and provided the tears over many, many years, 10, 15, 18-year yep. runs, some of them, with this organization, during times when they were winning championships, kind of thought, well, wait a second. I understand that he is unbelievably important to this newer era of fan. And over the last 20-plus years, there's a relationship with Taylor because of how his life tragically ended that no other player really had with the fan base. But the idea that you would retire his jersey after, sadly, tragically, only a few seasons with the team, before you would, just going through some of the names, like a John Riggins or a Joe Theismann or a Daryl Green or some of these others, I think with a lot of the former players, and I'm not even going to say former players, the greats, the legends, it was an issue. And they made that known to the team. But remember, Sean Taylor's jersey was not really supposed to be retired until they just kind of last second, that was a thing they did. What were they doing a distraction from? Do you remember?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't remember which one it was.
How that happened.
But because there was something. It yes. was some bad news came out, and they're already going to honor
the
old.
Was it a Washington Post story?
It might have been.
About harassment or something?
It could be.
It was definitely a look over here moment where they were doing a Sean Taylor ceremony, and then all of a sudden it became a jersey retirement. And everyone's like, wait, it is? We didn't know that. And we had his brother on, remember, who was a college safety. He's like, oh, yeah, we found out like 2 days before that it was going to be his jersey retirement. And we're like, all right, well, now we know what we need to know. That pretty much confirms right. our speculation.
Because they're already doing, like, these guys are here from each decade. How cool is this 50s and 60s and 70s? And, you know, they just had this kind of shoddily, poorly produced thing that led to the porta potty pictures and Jackson Mahomes doing TikToks right on top of the painting on the field. And the whole thing was thrown together and everyone knew it.
But my point is, right. I think in just trying to, like, do something quickly as a distraction, they really aggravated a lot of the most important people in the team's history. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because there's kind of like a line that you're in. Especially for a team that's never retired jerseys. They just do this, you can't wear them thing.
Right. Had they done the normal, and we talked about this with the, I hate bringing it up, but the posthumous Dwayne Haskins, it put Joe Theismann in an awkward spot because terrible. They didn't have this jersey retirement thing. Had they been doing that steadily, you know, hanging up the jerseys of, you know, Charlie Taylor and Bobby Mitchell and then Daryl Green and all the guys they should have.
But they started.
But then it would have been less of a deal.
Right. But
now because you jumped the queue to go to this guy.
The new group led by Jason Wright correctly said, well, this is weird. This puts them in a terrible spot. There's no real reason. Either the right. jerseys are retired or they're not. Let's retire them. But you're not going to have a class where you just retire eight. I guess they could have done that. But it's smart to kind of do this one at a time. And what they had been doing is basically one a season.
Mm-hmm.
So Bobby Mitchell, 49, got the first one. Sonny Jurgensen, 9, got the second one. I don't know if they were going by like when you played or how they did it or whatever, but it makes sense, right? Sonny, yep. At his age, getting him there is difficult. Travel can be hard. So then who's next? And there's this feeling, I think, with a lot of those players like, okay, there is a basically a pecking order, so to speak. So who's next? Is it going to be Darryl or Riggins or Theismann? Or, and then it was Taylor from the 2004 draft and basically my era, the people like me who are under 40, who have never seen the team be good. He was our guy, which was a very cool thing, but it made them feel a certain type of way. But they have righted a lot of the wrongs, including Green being back in the fold and now retiring his jersey, which was not part of him coming back. He was already in the building reading what they wanted him to for the draft picks, not knowing his jersey was being retired. I'm not suggesting he needed his jersey retired to be part of the organization again, but I think it is a really nice kind of mea culpa. The owners didn't do anything wrong,
right.
But they're just, as they've been doing pretty much since they got here, trying to clean up after other people's messes. But just a trip down memory lane here. This was Darryl Green finding out they're retiring his number 28 this spring.
Good luck. We'll be watching.
All right. That was perfect. Yeah. We actually have a different version.
All right.
Just the last couple lines are a little different.
That's it right there.
Good.
Of all the players who have donned the burgundy and gold, only a select few have earned the highest honor of having a number retired. And now, one more. Oh, my gosh. Y'all got to be kidding me. Oh, what? Y'all are tripping. Oh, my God.
This is where they bring in his entire family here.
Man, y'all are really messed up, man. Oh, my God.
Surprise.
Man, this is too crazy. This is too crazy. Whose idea was this? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to kill somebody.
So I always say this, and I sound like such a cheeseball when I do. But with kids now, when I see that video would have been cool 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But seeing all his kids and their kids and grandpa, Darryl, and like knowing what it must mean to him to have had one of the great careers ever. But that forever now, like the family gets to
immortalize, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's just like I'm getting chills thinking about it. And he did. As the clip goes on, he gets emotional and he's crying and he's thanking them for what it means. It was so beautifully done. So
it was perfect. I mean, I just to try to quantify it. When you set it up with my family and Coach Richie from GW, when he called in to tell me I was going to the GW Athletic Hall of Fame, and all of a sudden I turn around and both my boys are there. It's like, you're filming me. I'm like, I'm fine. Everything's fine. The sky is up high and the ground is lower and today is the day. So that's goodbye, everyone. Yeah, like that, that's nothing compared to what Darryl Green, what he meant to millions of people for more than two decades. So well done, so classy, so perfect.
Yeah, and so well deserved.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just obvious. At some point, we should discuss on the phones. I don't want to take calls on this, but maybe you and I could just volley real quick. Who should be next, in your opinion, to get their jersey retired? If this is Darryl Green's year, who should be next?
Easy answer is probably Riggins. Just because the popularity, 4th and 1, that first Super Bowl, right? That one that they won, where it all comes down, the whole world knows it's coming, and the poor Miami Dolphins defender got his finger broken, trying to hold on to the diesel, rumbling for a touchdown, changing everything. That's probably the easiest one. There are other unbelievable players, whether it's Joe Jacoby, Art Monk, from that era, obviously that stand out, that are, one is a Hall of Famer, one should be a Hall of Famer. But to me, probably the easiest answer is Riggins.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.